Watch, Trump kicks off first 2024 rally by playing hit single featuring J6 Prison Choir. By Nick Gilbertson on March 25, 2023. Former President Donald Trump opened up the first rally of his 2024 presidential campaign by playing the hit song Justice for All, which features the J6 Prison Choir's rendition of the national anthem while Trump recites the Pledge of Allegiance. The song was played right after Trump took the stage in Waco, Texas, to Chants of USA, as audience members held signs reading Witch Hunt in Trump 2024. The choir is comprised of January 6 prisoners, who reportedly sing the Star Spangled Banner nightly. After their audio was recorded via phone, it was mixed with Trump's recital of the Pledge of Allegiance, as Breitbart News reported. According to Forbes, a major recording artist who was not identified was behind the song's production. Kash Patel, a former top official in Trump's administration, had a key role in helping to develop the song, which has hit number one on several charts. "We basically broke the music industry is what we did here, because we put America First values back front and center," Patel told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday earlier this month. "And we said we're going to use free speech platforms like Truth Social and Rumble. And then we're going to debut a song that speaks to what's on so many Americans' minds." Justice for All reached the top of Billboard's digital song sales chart last week. It also reached number one on the iTunes chart before it was temporarily removed from the platform, Patel told Breitbart News. A senior Apple executive blamed the removal on miscommunication in an explanation to Patel. "Seems to have been miscommunication between our communications department and our music operations team," the Apple Music representative said. "The issue has been escalated and should be back up on our platform soon." The net proceeds from the song go to certain J6 families in need. And Patel argued, "If we were raising money for Ukraine, it would not have been taken down for a time."